Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Michelle Obama has a penis. Big Mike has a wiener.
That's what he says.
Yep. Came out and admitted it. That's all over the place, dude. Everybody's talking about it. God. Michelle Obama has a dick. That's all I see.
Well, we already knew that.
I mean, it's those shoulders don't lie. You know what I mean?
I mean, just come out with it. Respond. Yep. Just at least respond to it.
She keeps on teasing it. You know? It's not like...
Show us that throbbing dick or something.
Oh, Chris is turning gay all of a sudden. He wants it.
Well, quit fucking around and just fucking whip it out.
Right.
Or this theory or conspiracy theory or whatever the fuck it is has been going around for years.
Yeah. I mean, you have Obama on camera calling Michelle Mike several times. You know, Mike... Michelle.
And you know she fucking knows about this. That everyone talks about how she's a man. She has to know.
Well, maybe. It just depends on the bubble that she's in, you know? But yes. I mean, she has Twitter, I'm assuming. And, you know, with the algorithm pumping your name out there, you'd be curious to click on the video going viral.
Yeah, right. Right? Someone had to have said, oh, there's people saying that you're a man. Like, someone has told this to her before. Had to have.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, I just bookmark it because I didn't see the video in the bookmark, so I just book it. So it's right at the top. We can play the video. You guys can decide for yourselves. I have my 2 cents, but let's just listen to this first, and then we'll discuss.
I wanted to talk, Marlon, a bit about... you know, just so proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a Black man. You know, would you care to share that journey of...
Well, I learned...
Okay. It warms her heart, particularly as a Black man, and she's doing the hand to the chest, like...
Yeah.
Like talking about me here.
Yeah.
I'm the Black man.
So the back and forth with this is one side saying she admitted she's a man just now.
Right.
The other side is saying, no, she's clearly talking to a Black man.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what she meant.
That's the way that I see it. I'm like, you know what? Like, it's noticeable. Marlon Wayans is a Black man.
Yeah.
He has a trans child. Which, those who get inducted into the Illuminati, I mean, you got to give one up. So you got to make one a tranny, or you got to, like, turn something gay.
So I don't know. I feel like this is a new, what's the word I'm looking for? Like an initiation tactic or something?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, because this wasn't around back in the day.
Well, I mean, they used to do like the Michael Jordan, the Bill Cosby's, the, you know, you name it, whatever Kanye spouted out of that. The sacrifice had to be legit. Like, the son had to die. But now, the firstborn just has to turn gay or transgender. It's like, oh.
Well, I mean, they don't have to be gone. You could just change them a little.
Yeah, him go to a psychotherapist, convince him that he's a woman trapped in a boy's body, cut his wiener off. But anyway.
So what is your take on this? Is she talking about herself as a black man? She appreciates him doing this or whatever? Or is she saying, as a black man, I want to hear you say what you're saying? Is that, like, right. It could be taken both ways, I guess.
Right. I think it's a poor choice of words for her. Because, I mean, unless she was, like, trying to feed the beast here, because nom, 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 I'm going to eat that all day.
No pun intended.
Yeah. But, like, Marlon Wayans is a black dude. She herself is black. So I think that's why she's patting herself, going, like, as a black man. And then, like,
and then part of me,
I'm not a man.
Like, when I first seen this, part of me was like, is this, like, an AI voice? So I tried to pay, like, real close attention to her lips. But then as soon as she says black man, her face dives down below the microphone. So you can't even see her mouth.
Yeah, and wouldn't you just clarify that whole, like, sentence? Be like, you know, as a black man that you are. Or, you know, like, clarify something at the end of that sentence. Be like, as a black man, you know, as you grew up, you know. Now you have a trans.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Just don't just end it there. And then the hand on the chest, like, saying me, you know,
well,
like,
I understand as a black she's man. Like, holding it, saying it's very heartfelt as a black man.
So, yeah, I think that the whole thing was, like, taken out of context, but
probably
the writing's on the wall. I think everybody knows there's a swinging dong. The big swinging black caucus is down there.
Who knows?
And everybody's voting.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't address it. Like, if you were the first lady, quote unquote, like, and these rumors were going around then. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand, like, if that was, like, why wouldn't you say, no, this is all unfounded. It's untrue.
Right. It's like the post that I saved said Joan Rivers was right. You know, Michelle Obama is a man. Barack Obama is the first gay president. So maybe people just aren't ready for that. I don't know.
No, they're ready for it.
What do you think, Dave? Do you think Michelle Obama admitted she's a man?
Sure sounded that way.
That's right.
She got dick. I don't know, man. I didn't get the whole context of it, unfortunately.
I know.
But, yeah. I mean, she sure said it. You know what I mean? It's a terrible soundbite for her.
Terrible.
Especially when Big Mike's, you know, a thing. You know?
Yeah. That's but not only that, but, like, at the end when she says, as a black man. Yeah.
Kids are kind of cold, dude.
Nice. No, nice, man. The tiny fridge
works. What did you do?
I got a Spider-Man mini fridge. And actually, it only
holds, like, two cans.
Six. Okay.
Oh, six. Okay.
Hold six, but I was kind of curious.
It keeps
if it
kind of cold.
No, it's cold.
It's cold. It's.
I was nice. Kind of wondering if it would work. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it works.
Mini fridge better than no fridge. That's what I like to say.
How you doing?
I'm saying, I'm doing good.
Good, man.
I'm saying, like, this has been going around a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I said, just fucking whip it out already.
Yeah, dude. Just show your post. You know what I mean? If you got it,
show one
it.
Or the other.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that would be...
Have an accidental fucking paparazzi photo leak.
Yeah,
or
towel
something.
Drops.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no! Yeah. And then, boom. Fucking conversation's done.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
I think popularity would skyrocket.
Would it
know?
Be done, though? Wouldn't people be like, that's a fake vagina? You know?
Yeah, some people. But listen, man, if you got a good video of Obama munching on some puss, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're in the news. They're now like, oh,
there's
wow.
There's like a Obama porn tape leak.
Yeah, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's
dang, son.
Maybe that comes out when Puff Daddy's videos comes out. That'll like totally overshadow, the other shit.
Maybe
they're like, "Fuck Puff Daddy." Did you see fucking?
Maybe she Big did that Mike's on purpose fucking... as to like nonchalantly get ahead of the story.
Mm. Yeah, she just looks weird. I thought the whole package of that video is weird. She sounds different. She sounds more, she sounds like a fucking, she sounds like a dude, like a female who's doesn't care anymore to look like a female, you know, like a transition person who's like, ah, fuck it. I'm just, you know, I'm not going to take hormones anymore. I'm not going to fucking.
Can we pull it up and play it one more time as Dave's describing this? Because I want to see what he's saying here. I want to get the visual.
I just feel like she sounds not feminine.
I wanted to defeated, talk Marlon just a willing bit about, to,
I wanted to talk,
you know, enough. Just so yeah. proud of how
pull up the video,
you
dude.
Are oh. being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a Black man. You know, would you care to share that journey of?
Well, I learned.
Yeah.
I
okay. So she's definitely so she's definitely talking about him. Him and right. his experience with, yeah, for sure. It's a but terrible did, song.
And to be fair, like, she did go, like, my heart, and she did the hand over the heart, but then she says, as a Black man, and she kind of, like, tapped herself. And I'm like, wait a second, why would you tap yourself?
What? I mean, listen, let's call it what it is. She's definitely talking about him, okay? But the soundbite
absolutely
is hilarious. And the voice, though, man.
She sounds like, she's starting to sound like, what's his face, the rapper?
Huh. Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne. She's starting to sound like Lil Wayne.
Yeah, man. She yeah. just, I don't know. I just say, you know, I don't care about her at all, dude. I saw her and I was like, ugh, moved on. You know what I mean? I just like, what are you doing? Like, you just, they can't just like ride off into the sunset. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had your run. People liked you. Some people hated you, but, you know, you were there for 8 years. You have tons of money. You got your little beach house. Like, just, I don't want to see a podcast from you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Well, that's why it's doing real shitty.
Is it? I don't know. I mean, listen, I heard who we, you know.
It had only had like, it was expected to be pretty big. Yeah. And the first episode only had
Michelle
like
10, Obama has, that's her, that that's was her podcast?
That's her podcast, yeah, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, listen, cool for her. Like, I understand you want to keep yourself busy.
I'm pretty sure it was right around our level of views.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather see her do this than try to run for office. And I really, I told you guys a long time ago, I don't see her running at all. I still to this day do not believe she has, there's no way she runs. And I think that's mostly because, why would you want to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you want to, A, follow up with Trump? Why would you want to get back into this where people are scrutinizing you? Like, they have so much money. Like,
well, I mean, people are going to scrutinize her and the Obamas for the rest of her life. And, I mean, she's doing a podcast, for God's sakes, and now this clip's going viral.
I know, but here's the problem. Since they've been in office, a lot of shit's opened up, okay? A lot of people that they hang out with, that they've been around, are getting in trouble. I mean, I would bet you that there's some associations with maybe the Epstein stuff, maybe the Puff Daddy stuff, the Hollywood shit. I just feel like with the eyes opening and people talking about stuff, it doesn't really matter if it goes anywhere or not. The fact that it's an open book now and people are actually having that discussion, I feel like them getting in office now would probably lend to a lot more conspiratorial stuff coming out about them that they would have to defend one way or the other. And so I just don't know if, I don't know if she's capable. I think Obama is a smart guy. I think he's well-spoken. I think he's intelligent. And I think he could probably navigate some of that. I'm not entirely sure that she can, just to be honest with you. Like, what has she done? Like, you know, really, like, what has she really accomplished in her
she
life?
She has hidden herself, her sexuality, and the fact that she's a man.
I know, man.
She's, the biggest secret ever.
She's grown her lats and shit really well. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has, you know, I'm not real good with the old muscles.
Well, it's all that rowing in the boat. She does the rowing while Brock just sits there and
enjoys
those big ass traps.
Yeah. She's like, I got to carry this pussy around. You know what I'm saying?
But, dude. So you did, I kind of want to use this to transition, pun intended, into the next topic here, because you talked about, have a video come out of just Barack just doing the motorboat down there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Going ham on her VJ, if she's got one.
Going ham.
I would come out and say I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I would absolutely.
Yeah, if you saw that, you'd be like,
I was wrong.
Take it back.
That is a real vagina. You know what I'm saying? Not just a reverse dick, you know what I mean? That's a real
one. You gotta see her face in it, though.
True that.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta
see it. Well, so some would say maybe this is an AI video, right? And what just passed the other day is, it's called the Take It Down Act.
Mm.
And Chris, I do have several posts on this further down into the bookmarks past, like, the power outage stuff, which is crazy. We could talk about that later, but...
Okay.
So Melania Trump has been pushing for this ever since Trump got back in. And she's, you know, claiming that it's going to safeguard children from hurtful online behavior. And it's supposed to be like this, quote, safer digital future, protecting children from deep fake exploitation. Mm-hmm. And what it really kind of aims to do is impose federal criminal and civil penalties for publishing unauthorized intimate pictures generated with AI. And remember when they did this with Taylor Swift? Mm-hmm. And it became humongous fucking topic and everybody was talking about it, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And it's, I think that kind of started the ball rolling now that I'm thinking about it. But with this, you know, it passed with 207 yays with the Republicans. There were two Republicans that voted nay. And then 202 Democrats voted yay. And there were several, like, non-votes or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So it passed. And Thomas Massie voted against it. So I was curious because I really, like, am in line with Thomas Massie. I think he's truly America first. I think he votes for things that benefit American society.
Yeah.
And he says, no, I'm voting no on this because I feel that this is a slippery slope. It's ripe for abuse with unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. And Chris, if you can go to his post that I bookmarked, he has a screenshot. Well, four screenshots of this guy's kind of like article. And it's this person's kind of analysis of the bill, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a deep fake bill. And we talked about this, like, they're going to go after AI deep fakes, aka revenge porn, sexually abusive imagery, all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, he does make this point. He says, you have, like, bipartisan support. So, like, Amy Klobuchar, she's a Democrat, Ted Cruz, they're all on board with this. Melania Trump is championing this. Many advocates are thrilled to see Congress taking action on this growing problem that has upended the lives of women and teens. Mm-hmm. But you have this one, if you go to the third picture here, they say that the takedown provision lends itself to abuse. So these are the people that are kind of against this. Now, the requirement, it says, the bill would require online platforms to remove NC, what is that, II?
Yeah,
is
like
that
NC2 or NCII.
So just basically fake AI porn within 48 hours after it's being reported, forcing them to move quickly. A, quote, failure to reasonably comply, unquote, would open the company to penalties from the Federal Trade Commission. Mm-hmm. But the bill establishes no penalties for making false reports, right? So anybody could just say, hey, that's a fake thing. Take it down. You got 48 hours. Meaning that bad faith actors could flag just about anything as this deep fake porn to get scrubbed from the internet, critics say. Nor does it penalize platforms for taking down First Amendment protected speech or create a mechanism for repeal by the people whose content was removed. Now, this is where I wanted to get your guys' opinions, because what are the odds? We have RFK Jr. coming out saying that HHS is deep into this child sex trafficking operation here, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're like going, wait a second, the Epstein files, are we going to finally start seeing some stuff here? And if we get videos and footage, can Congress, famous people, just claim that it's deep fake? You have 48 hours, take it down, or else I'm coming after your ass with the FCC or FC, whatever, compliance stuff.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I mean, there's a lot to unpack with this one, but 48 hours is a long time to be on the internet. You know what I'm saying? There's shit that's posted for 5 minutes that continues to be posted and being talked about. I'm not worried about the fact that if something's posted and it gets taken down within 48 hours, that it's not going to still exist or be known. There's going to be other avenues where you're going to hear about it. Yeah, we all saw that photo. You know, we did, you don't, because they're talking about sharing it, right? So there's going to be people who are going to look at those photos and have them for themselves, analyzing those photos. And listen, I just think we're at a point right now where when you see these things, and even if it gets taken down, you've seen it, you know it, you know what it is. And people are going to be able to, you know, say that it's fake or real. But listen, this stuff has to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. Like, I haven't looked at the bill, and maybe it is very poorly written. I think there should be consequences to going on and falsely accusing something of being fake just to get it down. You know, there has to be a consequence just like everything else, right? Like, if it's found to be real, and you have no proof for it, then you have a lifetime suspension. You have X, Y, and Z, like, name the consequence, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, listen, this is part of the whole AI thing that we've talked about before. I think we'd all have a different perspective if you know, let's say your high school teenager has a photo of her naked circulating the school that's clearly AI, right? Like, you would be asking for that to be taken down. And so I think I understand where the heart is on it. I just think that the writing has to be also clear on what happens when it's, you know, when somebody's knowingly knows that it's real and is asking for it to be taken down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to know
of information.
Yeah, like what are the laws, like the civil mm-hmm. laws that you have, just in general, without this Take It Down Act? Like, if somebody posts a picture of you, isn't that already illegal? Like, if it's naked or whatever.
But see, the problem is that you watch a lot of documentaries, which I watch a lot, and there's been situations where there have been females talking about photos of them being posted online, and they mm-hmm. Are not taken down in any manner. Like, they're just recirculated in other platforms. There's not like a hard line for it. Now, if you're going through a traumatic experience and you have these photos that are circling and you cannot get the companies to actually remove them, or they're being removed and just being uploaded later, that would be devastating to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because you know who, everybody's going to see it, and it probably circulates to people you work with or family members, and that's not what somebody wants. There has to be some guidance to it. There has to be some guidance to it, especially with AI. I don't believe AI will ever get to the point that I think that it's like, oh man, I don't know if that's real. I feel like there's just things, we've talked about this before, eye test things that we just have as humans that I think you can kind of spot some things that are off.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that, like, for a lot of people, they don't know and they don't really look at it that deep. They just see the face and they just see the boobs.
Right.
And, and that could be devastating.
So I say get better at detecting fake shit. Like,
it will
build though. A better program. Oh, yeah. And I get, like, no, you can't just enforce that.
Yeah.
But you have to come out, maybe instead of banning stuff, as a government entity, like, come out with this solution, hire the best of the best to create this AI detecting, deep fake detecting software.
Yeah.
And say, hey, here's our government website. Run the picture through this and see if it's fake. If it's not,
I think they're going to have, they will. And I don't think that that's going to happen. I think all of us are aware that with AI coming out, we're going to see programs. There's going to be a market for it, right? Like, people are going to want to see if something is edited, right? And that's for everyone.
Why wouldn't, instead of making like this rule about the 48 hour rule and all this shit, why wouldn't you just put out a bill to make it to where AI video creators, AI photo creators can't make a likeness of an existing person? Why wouldn't you just make that a law instead of allowing it to be, free for all, you can make whatever you want about anybody you want, but if you post it, then you could get in mm-hmm. trouble.
I think there are certain laws like that, but not for celebrities. Like, if you are like a well-known person or a celebrity and you're like out there, I don't think it applies to you. It's same like with paparazzi. You know what I mean?
So I was just doing that ChatGPT the other day. And I was using my daughter. I wanted to like put her in I can't remember what the thing was, like a funny outfit or something, but it came up with a warning that said, like, we cannot make video of any person that we can tell is a real person. You know what I'm saying? So they
have their own guidelines.
There are some. Now, we also saw Flex, who's in our chat, probably, that he also was able to manipulate photos. I was able to manipulate some mm-hmm. photos to make them, you know, appear a certain way. But that's something that, like, AI is rapidly growing, and I think that program in itself will rapidly grow. The problem is the programs that are looking at AI are not going to grow at the same pace. I mean, AI is already on the stepping grounds of just continuously growing, whereas we have to build something that creates it faster than the AI creates it, and that's impossible. So maybe this bill would have been better served.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying maybe it would have been better served that says, like, you have 48 hours. We have to take it down in 48 hours and put it on hold. You know what I'm saying? For up to a week until it is found to be true or fake. The problem is we know how well these companies work when they're looking at comments and posts. There's too many, right? Like, there could be thousands upon thousands upon thousands of images that they're trying to figure out is real.
I mean, with the whole Taylor Swift thing, too. I mean, those all got taken down pretty fucking quick.
Yeah.
Like, within a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't that make you suspicious?
Right? Like, did it happen so fast?
Well, and then just everybody jumped on it. Like, Congress jumped on the whole Taylor. Like, they were using Taylor Swift as this pivot point to get everybody to talk about this. Oh, yeah, you're right. We do need to kind of do something about it.
Well, I mean,
well, if it wasn't going to be her, it was going to be somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, is there a more well-known face? Like, let's be real. It used to be Kardashian, right? But is Taylor Swift? I mean, I would argue that most people in this country know who she is, whether they like her or not. It's different, right? So I'm asking you to, like,
I feel like they're trying to do something here, and I don't know if it's like to hide incriminating evidence in the future.
I think that's an easy way to go with it, man. I mean, can see why you would go with that.
There's probably some background fucking motives happening, probably, but at the same time, there already exists programs to detect whether it's fake.
Yeah, but are they good? Because we ran those tests on our Patreon. We were using images that were clearly AI.
Well, we were using a different AI bot.
I know, but the point is it's not accurate.
It wasn't an actual program to look for that shit.
Right. Well, and I have to say, the output looked nothing like us. Right? So we used our personal faces, mm-hmm. and we said, create this person. And it created someone who looked completely different. So it's like, if you had that person giving a blowjob, it wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
People wouldn't be like, hey, that's Greg. Get on a BJ. You're like, oh, who's that dude? He kind of looks like Greg, but that's not him.
Yeah, but listen, in the photos...
right lighting.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not joking about it. The photos that we were messing with were all well-lit outside photos, straight-on shots. But if you were to say, like, make this in a dark room where I'm slightly angled and you could get it to where it looks enough Greg's like hair. You... That from, like, the back ear and kind of nose, it looks like Greg. Then you have a case of, like, shit, is that Greg? But my thing I would ask you in reverse to ask you a question would be, I think when we're talking about Taylor Swift and we're talking about, oh, is this a cover-up for the bigger picture? Like, the legitimate argument's fine. I'm asking you, though, like, if you think about it on a personal level, like, how do you view it from a personal level? If this was your kids, how would you view this? Because I think that it would be very different.
I mean, kids, you know, it's already a law. You can't have pornographic anything involving children, right? So that's already a law. It's already taken care of. Even if it's fake AI stuff, you don't need a law to cover that, dude. Like, it's banned.
So one of the documentaries I watched, which was, I wish I could remember the name of it. They were taking the face of underage girls and putting them on adult bodies. Right. So that you could tell that it was the person.
Yeah.
But it was an older version of that person, if you will, if you can say it that way. Where do you draw the line? Right. Because, like, if you let's say you're a pedophile.
I mean, that's fucked up, but it's still not a kid. You know what I mean? Like, it's a child's face on an adult body.
Yeah. See, I disagree with you on that, man. That's what I'm saying. If somebody listen, if you're a pedophile and you are attracted to minors. Now, I know this is a weird kind of thing, but I really want to know what you think. If you're attracted to, say, your neighbor girl or some weird shit, right, or some niece or whatever it is that you have, and you make that person's face on a body that's older and it's not technically them, right, but you're still seeing the image and you're recognizing the face, like, isn't that the same sickness? Isn't that the same kind of gross thing? Like,
I think of pedos, like, they want the child's little tiny stature, right? Kind of like if you're into midgets, well, a small person.
Ooh.
What's the term? What's the term?
Yes, little people. Little people.
Little people?
Yeah.
Dwarfs?
Well, at least I didn't say China something. What did you say, Chris?
What? Chinaman?
Wonton? You said something.
Oh, Chinaman.
Oh, that's what it was, dude.
There's nothing wrong with saying.
There's a lot wrong
Why
with
Why does this
one.
Always get brought up? Nothing wrong with so saying
if
China.
You put a face on a Chinaman. Yeah, no, that's like my whole thing is like the little child, regardless of if it's a face or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know if AI is going to pick up just a face of a kid. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure. But that was a thing. That's what I'm saying. Let's use you, right? So like, let's say somebody didn't like something you said or was mad at you or thought you were dumb or something, and they created Greg, right? At least a decent version of you in a vulnerable position or doing something that you shouldn't be doing, right? And posted mm-hmm. that all over your shit, sent it to your work or whatever the situation. I think of the worst case, right? Like, you would be demanding that to be taken down. Like, you would. Because, like, your boss may not know the difference between the two. He may not understand this is AI
either
or
that,
this is not.
Or, hey, I would double down. I'd be like, hell yeah, that's me. Bring it my way, bro. Let's make some more videos. Like, sometimes, like, humor can kill a trend or, like, a situation. You know, like, if you get too, like, verklempt on it, like, oh, that's not me. People will be like, dude, was it you? Because you're getting a little, like, offended and, like, saucy about this.
I mean,
you know?
Listen, I'm with you to an extent.
True.
But, like, if you were made in a video with a coworker, right? I'm just trying to think of scenarios that would, like, make you not say what you're saying. If a coworker didn't like you or is mad that you got a position over them and they put you in a particular picture with another coworker at the job site, you know what I'm saying? And was, hey, boss, this is what Greg did. You know, he's fucking having sex with this person. My point, what I'm trying to say is like, there are situations where it's not going to be as easy as, like, dude, that's fake, man. Come on. Because they may go, right. Well, Greg, you can't be doing that, you know, and then all of a sudden you would be having to defend that photo. And so that's what all I'm trying to say is there is a line of, like, how do we not take away rights, but also protect people from a program that a child, my daughter could probably get on AI and create some crazy shit. And she has no idea what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's that simple to create crazy shit.
If I let Van have AI right now, he'd be Spider-Man every time.
But I mean, you can still create AI porn, right? That's not illegal. And I'm just saying, like, why not ban AI murder? Why not ban AI rape? Why not ban AI everything else in the book? You're going after this fake, you know what I mean? Like, this is a very niche corner to target with AI, and it makes me wonder what is the bigger agenda.
I think it's the kids, man.
That's, you think it's the kids?
I think it's the kids. Absolutely.
Well, if it's the kids, then they might be setting up something for a release of something bad happening with kids. Right?
Sure.
Because they want it taken down. And like you said, 48 hours is a long time to have something on. Yeah. Like, say if it was on Twitter and it was going viral.
Especially
48 hours.
Viral,
I just think that, like, I was watching, my daughter's, like, obsessed with Ron Reiki. You know, she's obsessed with Ron Reiki. I was watching this, I watch his clips when they pop up, but he was talking about, man, like, I just can't put myself in the same, like, of what kids are going through now. It's, like, so drastically different. He's like, 40, so he's around our age, 42 or something. He's like, I can't put myself in the same thing. It just doesn't make sense. Like, the shit that kids have to put up with now with the digital world, right? The fact that they go to school and a kid can just take a photo of them, post that shit, that look at the slut, you know what I'm saying? And that just circulates all over the place, right? It's crazy that, I mean, it makes sense of why we have suicide rates the way we do, depression rates the way we do, because you're always on edge. That's what he was talking about. All these kids are constantly on edge that somebody's
talking.
Well,
they're always surveillance. That's what phones were.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
paid for is like to teach kids to surveil each other.
But that's not, that's beyond this. We've all been in a position where somebody says you're a fucking douchebag or, you know, and they talk shit. Like, talking shit's one thing, right? But now it's not just talking shit or talking behind your back. Now it's, now you can take a photo of a particular time where this is, there's something awkward happening and post it, and everybody in the whole school sees it, right? And so they're in a vulnerable position. And that's a weird position to be in. And we're so removed from this kind of society, right? What our kids are putting up with, that I understand how an AI, let's take sex out of the thing, right? You can make an AI of somebody that's not sexual and absolutely destroy them just off something minor, dude. You're talking like make a blood stain on the back of her pants like she was bleeding through her pants, right? And circulate, look what Becky was bleeding through her pants. Look at this bitch. You know, and then every kid sees it and they don't necessarily know it's real or not. And that ruins her. You're talking about depression, like suicide rates may go up. Like, and that stuff has to be at least in a consideration, man. It has to be considered that these kids have no clue what kind of damage they do with this kind of stuff.
I think they...
Well, I just don't know how you're going to stop it. And that's like,
you limit their access.
There's that. But like, unfortunately or fortunately, there's laws like this that come through that they're trying to find a way. And I'm not saying it's the right way. I'm just saying it's they're trying to find a way.
Right, because my argument is, like, you can't stop it. Like, once it's out there, it's going to spread like fucking wildfire. And if people want to keep it going, they're going to fucking keep it going.
Well,
like,
yeah.
They will find a way.
You can't stop it, but you can prevent it until a certain fucking age.
But reverse that then and say that just because, like, it may be used for bad doesn't mean that it's also should be not considered, right? Like, there's many, many things that we have. The gun rights and all kinds of stuff. Like, you can have guns, you can carry guns, but like, some people are going to use that to kill people.
Well, yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean I want you to stop the law. It just means that, like, there's always the bad apple. So, like, I don't, the whole argument of like, well, this can be used for, okay, every single law in the books can be used kind of as a loophole to something else worse. Like, it's always possible, right? So, I don't think we should nix it just to say, well, there's a possibility somebody's going to abuse it. There's a lot of shit that get abused, man.
Yeah, I look up, I have the actual bill in front of me, and I scrolled all the way down to the bottom here, and this is in section 4 of the definitions, okay?
Okay.
And so it's talking about what's covered, so covered platform. So in general, the term covered platform means a website, online service, online application, mobile application that serves the public, and provides a forum, you know, like Twitter, messages, video games, all this stuff, right? And it says exclusions. So the term covered platform shall not include the following: a provider of broadband internet access, electronic email, or electronic mail. So email is not covered. So you can share this all you want via email. This says, except as provided in subparagraph, blah, 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 an online service, application, or website that consists primarily of content that is not user-generated but is pre-selected by the provider of such online service, application, or website.
So the website has to produce their own content. It isn't uploaded by other people.
Yeah, and then this also says, for which any chat, comment, or interactive functionality is incidental to, directly related to, or independent on the provision of the content described in some clause what? A lot of that I don't really get, it's like you can share this through email. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think that you're going to get it out there no matter what. Let's say that they ban it off of Twitter. You have 48 hours to screenshot the thing. You have 48 hours to email it to whoever you want. And you can just go to like another platform that doesn't give a fuck, right? Like 4chan or like some deep underground whatever. You know, it's like...
Well, I think there's ways to find out where it's posted. And just for... And my knowledge is non-existent, really. But just from what I've read and seen and people's interviews about them trying to remove things that were not good, there's ways that they can trace the photo, like, kind of figure out where it's going and who has it and what sites
everything,
it's being posted
everything
on.
Everything ends up having a digital signature. Yeah, yeah. And can trace where it's gone and where it's come from.
So in certain...
Then if that's true, you should be able to trace that it's fake, because you should be able to trace how it was generated. It's just like the squiggly line in a Word document. How does it know that the word is incorrect? You have an algorithm built in to say these, you know, pre-programmed parameters mean that it's fake.
Well, then you'd have to have something to allow whatever program they're using to surf the internet to protect everybody from this stuff.
Yeah.
You'd have to have something in place to allow them access to all data of all websites.
Right. Or just whatever the biggest, like you could take Twitter, for example, right? If you had an input that said, or even just a flag, like a community note that says, this image is fake.
If you made it on that website. What if you just had an AI program on your computer, on your dashboard?
I'm saying, I think that all photos have a digital imprint and a way to tell that they were created somehow, either a program.
Well, yeah, right? Probably.
Yeah. I don't know if this, listen, where I'm at with it is I'm not saying that this bill is the right one, but I am not opposed to the direction that they're going personally. Now, it has to be mindful of our freedoms and what we're allowed to do. It can't infringe on that. But there are certain elements when I have to agree that like there needs to be some regulation on it, because AI is unlike anything else we've ever dealt with. Okay, so maybe the solution is maybe the government could tell, instead of imposing all these things, maybe they could say, listen, if you have a platform that can have shared photos, you're required to have a program that when those photos are uploaded to be put in, you know, as a post, that they are passed through something that says that it is real. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not, then they have to maybe have somebody analyze it and figure out, is it a violent post, or is it something that's like a funny dog that's jumping through a hoop and it's all fake AI shit?
Sure. Can you copyright the way you look? Can you like copyright your likeness?
I think that's what like Hollywood was trying to do. Right.
So the actors were trying to do that. I'm going to copyright Greg. No one else can have pictures of me without my permission.
I don't know if you need to go that far. I feel like if somebody posted a picture of it and it's Greg, you know what I'm saying? Or if it's like Kevin Costner, right? Like, you know who Kevin Costner is, right? You see it and you're like, that's Kevin Costner. It's not even like that's who that's supposed to be. Like, you just know. I don't think you need anything that's like, if they're doing something derogatory to the photo, you could just be like, guys, clearly this is who they're trying to aim this towards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I don't know that you have to have like a, you know, anything other than just the fact of like, this is clearly what they were trying to do. You know what I mean? In the likeness of.
Well, that's just on the celebrity spectrum. Mm-hmm. On the low personal spectrum, like revenge shit and AI, people making AI stuff to get back at somebody or to defame somebody or whoever, there has to be a way to fight against that too.
Yeah.
Probably it's the same route, I would imagine. You're just not going to get as much traction because you're not famous.
I was looking at this. The critics also say that the bill threatens a key element to internet security, encryption. And it says, while the act exempts providers of email, which we just kind of talked about, and broadband internet from its takedown requirements, it doesn't exempt private messaging or storage providers.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, a coalition of nonprofits and cybersecurity experts led by the Internet Society wrote a letter to the committee's leaders calling for an amendment to address that. And, I mean, from what this is saying is that the bill's critics say that the problems are fixable, but lawmakers are wary and slow of, you know, addressing these issues.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably agree with that. I think that I understand why you would maybe, I understand why like a Massey would go against it, right? I get the idea behind it, but also like you have to do what's best with what you have. And I don't think we have that technology yet to combat this. Which is why the AI thing is scary, and that's what most people are talking about. We just don't know how to handle it. It's moving faster than we can figure it out. And so I think if you just said, listen, if he came out and said, I support this if you add these X, Y, and Zs, right? I support it if you make the a clause to where it says if you falsely claim something to be fake, just to pull it down because it is against an agenda that you agree with, right? That there's right. consequences to that, whether that's a 6-month suspension, a fine by the government, like whatever. You know what I mean? It's right. it's no different than falsely accusing somebody of rape. Sorry, man. I mean to rub your... But if you do that, there's consequences.
Are you accusing Chris of rape?
I just fucking grazed his arm there. But I'm saying if you do that, right, there's a yeah. consequence to that. And this should be no different. Like, you can't just yeah. flag something, have it
and
pulled down.
I argue there should be consequences for cops that hand out tickets that get overturned in court. Right?
No, like, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. Because okay. the DA and the judges are it's two different entities, right? So if a cop can, we've seen this, look in Portland, man, prime example. A cop can arrest somebody for a legitimate cause of destroying property.
The court's,
the court's like, we don't want more people in the jail. Let him go with a slap on the wrist. Like, you can't punish the cop for doing what he thinks is correct, right? Like, that's, I don't think that works, man.
How about if the cop doesn't show up for the court date?
Yeah, but they usually drop it. That's your,
do
that's
they?
Your,
I don't know. I don't know if they do.
Listen, man, if the cop didn't show up, I used to get tickets a lot back in the hey old day. If the cop didn't show up, more times than not, it was dropped or it was significantly dropped to the point where it was like a $300 ticket was now $50. And that's fine with me. Because most of the time, I did exactly what they said. You know what I'm saying? you do. Like, come on, man.
I'm just
do.
Saying, like, you got to spend your day to go there. You're taking a pay cut, if you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting paid to go to court. Like, yeah. you got to be reimbursed. If you're found not guilty, you know, pay me back.
Well, found do not something. Guilty? Or dropped, because that's a very different story. Like, if they say you're innocent, you did not speed, here's the proof. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But most of the time, they just say, we're dropping the charges, move on with your day. And I think most people are like, well, I could have paid $300 for a ticket. Now I don't have to. So I could have got paid, but now I don't have to pay $300. So, I mean, it kind of washes out, doesn't it?
Not really.
Not really?
That time, I will never get that time back, dude. You know what I mean?
That's...
I could have been watching the fake AI porn with Michelle Obama.
True that, dude. Could have.
Honestly, when it all boils down to everything, I don't think there's even a need for this bill at all. There's already laws against defamation. There's already laws against all that kind of shit. So if there's something created out there that looks like you and is causing you detriment... That's a legal fucking thing that you can have done already. So I don't think there needs to be an additional law for AI. If it's causing harm to you personally or financially or whatever the fuck it is, there's already precedent set in law for that. Mm. And when it comes to children and shit like that, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, AI or not, child porn is child porn.
Well, but we keep going to porn. It doesn't have to be porn.
Well, that's what this bill is about.
Sexually, yeah, like driven mostly, right? For sure.
But that's already fucking illegal. And I think the law should be expanded to cover, maybe just that law could be expanded to cover AI. So it doesn't matter if it's AI or not, it's illegal.
It's a deep fakes bill. It even says deep fakes in the title. So we talked about deep fakes for a long time, how they're going to use deep fakes to avoid.
Potentially
incriminating, well, like,
yeah,
video.
But what I'm saying is, like, that excuse has always been used. That's not me. And then they can prove that it's you.
But now they have the same thing. Legal that now they have some legal backing to say, hey, now we have some sway here. Here's the authority driving what you have to do to remove that content.
That doesn't change it, though. If you do something wrong and this was made in AI, you're still, like, to Chris's point, you may have to go to court. Right. And at that point, they're going to look into the photo and find out if it's real or not. Now, here's the question would be, do they even want to take it to court? Because if you know it's real and you're claiming that it's fake, then when you go into court, those
and
you're going
to prove
gonna,
that it's real.
Yeah.
That's my point. Fucked. You're creating a legal entity that has more backing on your assertion that this is a fake photo or a fake video. Because if it's like if you don't have this bill. It's just your opinion versus the opinion of the public. And you're saying, hey, that's fake. Take it down. But now you have this entity saying, here's what you do. And like, you know, Snopes and all these websites can point to this entity and be like, oh, well, even this bill, whoever's enforcing it.
It's not saying right? that they're no, I don't agree with that. They're not saying that the photo is fake. They're saying that if there is asked to take down, it has to be taken down, right? Like, they're not saying, like, by us taking this
but
down.
Why would you take it down if it wasn't real or if it wasn't fake?
That's the problem with the bill. That's what the guy was saying. Like, if it's taken down, it should be on a hold. It should be, like, evaluated further to find out if it's real. If it's real and it's in good faith that this photo was put up there to expose something, for example, it should be put back up. Okay,
but so that's my point. Like, the people who want it taken down will point to this bill, because this bill will be enacted. It will be enforced. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it is. I don't know if it will be. Like, let's just say Twitter is like abiding by this bill and they're going, hey, this photo is removed per the requirements of this bill. Take it down, right? Mm-hmm. And that gives more authority and more direction to get what they want, which is let's remove this for some reason.
Listen, that's what I'm thinking. I would say this. It like in the Puff Daddy case, for example, that photo better not be the only thing. Okay, because if it's the only thing, you're not going to win the case anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, which one?
Just a photo. If you have a video of Puff Daddy doing something really egregious to a person,
you're
right?
Fucked.
He's puffing on Daddy.
But what I'm saying is if that's the only thing you have, like, it's going to be harder, right? There's more to the Puff Daddy thing than just the photo or the videos. There's evidence from other witnesses. There's the places that he was at, the lube that they found, whatever else they found. And this would be involved one way. Now, we've seen this in court cases where they don't permit certain photos or certain weapons or certain things to get into court because they can't prove that it's real or was involved, right? It's all this is a leverage for you to believe something more or not believe it more. If Hillary Clinton has a fucking video of her sucking off Clinton, you know, Bill, and what's that? Even if it's real, we just go, ew, that's mm-hmm. gross.
It's like, not real.
You know, maybe she says it's not real. Diddy.
If that came out, that'd be fake for sure. She's never sucked Bill off. Never.
Who?
Hillary.
Diddy?
Oh, she sucked him
off. Oh, Hillary.
You think no.
Oh, yeah. I think she used to slob on that knob. And that's why he was such a slob addict.
Nah, you know, dude, that was in the 90s. They were fucking young and frisky back then.
No, dude, no.
If they were
those old college campus videos.
If she was slobbing, he wouldn't have Monica.
Oh no, she was slobbing. She stopped slobbing. You know what I'm saying? Go look at those old videos of him in college when they're all fucking hugging each other.
The well dried up.
Yeah, the well dried up.
I think they're primarily business partners. I think this is a house of cards situation.
Oh, but even business partners, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bet you they've had some. Listen, when they got their first mill, or when they screwed over their first fucking
only for money though. Their kids are tax incentives.
I can see them doing it like as a frisky. Oh, we're on the putt putt golf course. Let's do it right here.
And their kids make them fucking money. What's her fucking name? Chelsea Clinton's doing fucking speeches and shit everywhere for half a million dollars.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what was the earthquake that happened in the Haiti? Right, like after that went down, they were probably like, God, I'm so fucking horny right now.
That's where
dude.
They did voodoo, dude.
We just fucked over all those Haitians. Like, I'm fucking feeling it, dude. We should fuck in honor of fucking over the Haitians. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're sick like that.
I don't think they actually fucked. I think they each fucked a voodoo doll of themselves.
Well, I think they do fuck. I just think it's like not conventional sex. She's like, put it in and finish your shit. I got stuff to do. And she just stands there with her, holds her
they
dress up.
They don't actually even remove their suits.
No.
They're just like.
No, dude. No, he just comes on her feet and moves on.
Yeah, I think Bill was on Epstein's Island the whole time, so I don't
probably,
know.
Man.
But Sean Diddy Combs, his court date's coming up May 5th, dude. That's next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who's keeping an eye on that?
Yeah.
Is that a Dango. Federal case? That's a federal case, too, huh?
I heard a thing. I just saw a I don't know if it's real, but they were saying that his defense is now claiming that he was too drugged up to know what was happening. And I'm like, oh that's an interesting take. Yeah, you're so
is
fucked up.
He provided the drugs.
So fucked up that he didn't realize that he was raping people. You know what I mean? Of course. I mean, listen, they got to find something.
There comes to a point where that's not an excuse, especially if it's mm-hmm. happened multiple times.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy to be a person that has to defend somebody like that, and you're just like, God damn. You did this. You know you did this.
The person.
Yeah, that's what you have to say as the lawyer.
I know,
right?
Dude. You're like,
Your Honor, he was completely drugged up. He had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's a. Yeah.
I know you have the right to a defense, but as a lawyer, if you know mm-hmm. your client fucking did this, and you still like take the case, you're almost as fucked up as he is.
Dude, there's a lot of lawyers like that.
I know.
And a lot of those, they will win. They'll get the
because you also have the right to defend yourself. You don't have to have, like, I don't know, man.
I think they're willing to say, yes, they're guilty, but it's not as bad as you say it is, right? Like, they shouldn't get life. They should only get 10 years, you know? And it's like, they still get some punishment, but they make bank. You know what I'm saying? And greed is a real thing, man, you know?
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I think
I bet though his lawyers make him.
I mean, look at the O.J. Simpson lawyer, the Kardashian guy.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, hello.
Look at any of them. I mean, how many heinous crimes those people had lawyers trying to defend them? I'm talking about the worst serial killers in the world had lawyers. You know what I'm saying? That were like, listen, Ted I know Bundy's he lawyer. Ted Bundy. Yeah, it's like I know he ate most of the body, but damn it, he cherished the 30% he didn't eat. We should give him credit for that. He did not eat the toast.
He had feelings for this woman.
Yes, he loved her.
The tire iron was accidentally slapped across the back of her head, Your Honor.
And not just the feeling of the human feces coming out of him after he digested her.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes, he shoved rocks up her dead corpse, but he was under the influence of drugs.
Yeah. They were special rocks, Your Honor.
I was high when I did that.
Yeah.
Come on, Diddy. You need a better excuse, bro. Especially for repeat like offenses. Come on, dude.
Oh, my God. Well, there are people like that. Shit, dude.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to defend somebody.
You have the right to a defense.
I think you should have to recuse yourself if they admit to you. You don't have to say that they admitted to you because they still can
most
defend themselves.
Most of the cases I've seen.
I think the lawyer should drop out.
Most of the cases I've seen of really bad shit, they always say, like, yes, they killed this person. But, you know what I'm saying? And, like, listen, if you could try to loop it around, if there's enough, that's the thing. Like, you got peers that are checking. If they believe that, you know, he's right, it maybe wasn't as heinous. Because we do know the news. We know that they can feed you and make them seem worse than they are. Not that there's terrible people, but I'm saying you
or
have the
better than they are,
or better. Either way,
and it also depends on the situation too, I guess.
Well,
because like you can kill someone and not be a fucked up in the head murderous freak.
Yeah, it could have been self defense. I mean, and they're claiming that you just murder somebody. So like, listen, it's a slippery slope, as Greg said earlier. It's a slippery slope, but like, there has to be somebody that's willing to do it.
Covered in baby oil,
Slick Willy.
Yeah, the Diddy case. We'll see. I think that I'm holding off on that one until that one starts to get more juicy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's going to have some evidence against him that's not going to be great. And I don't know, but I don't.
His is a federal case, right? So we're not going to know shit. Like there isn't going to be like any kind of televised or like we're all going to have to learn it from news sources.
Maybe I do. Honestly, I have no expectations coming out of this. Coming out of the Epstein stuff, I don't know what to expect. I'm keeping it a blank slate. Yeah. So that way, if something good happens, I'll be really, really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And if nothing happens, I just won't feel anything at all. I'll go,
federal sex crimes. So.
I think he'll be found guilty. I honestly do. I think he'll be found guilty.
I think so.
I feel like when you look at the Masterson case and all the other ones, like Epstein was an anomaly as far as like the average person did not know who that man was. You know what I'm saying? So there's no investment in it. But with Hollywood, now I know with the OJ and there's examples of the other way, but I'm saying with Hollywood, it's almost like they know it happens, but if you get caught, then you're banished for it. You know, like we got to punish him to make it seem like we actually don't want this to happen, right? I think that he'll get some charges, man, for sure. Now the extent of how bad it is, I think it's going to be way worse than we think, honestly.
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet.
You think Beyonce and Jay-Z go down?
I don't think they go down. I'm not convinced that they go down. I think there will be enough that make people question them as people, but like Hillary and the other ones, I'm not sure that they face a consequence other than just public scrutiny for it. But I think we'll see something with the victims and like maybe who they were.
Do you think
we
see any surprise witnesses?
I don't know.
I think J-Lo gets involved. I think she's going down, dude.
Yeah.
And she was, I think her lawyer, either her lawyer or Diddy's lawyer implicated her unwillingly. I don't know if he did it on accident, but
yeah.
She was, I think, the celebrity A or witness A or something. She was in the room when this was all going down. No. She didn't do anything. Didn't say anything.
I mean, the Bieber thing I think is interesting. I think like how that transpires. I'm not, I know we had the discussion on Patreon. If you're not on Patreon, go check it out. But we had that discussion on Patreon where there are some of our audience who thinks that he may have been involved with certain things like abuse, then became an abuser. I'm not entirely sure that that's true or not, or if he just was abused and it kind of fucked him up. But I'm curious where that goes. Because
I'm leaning more towards he was just abused.
I'm leaning more towards that myself, too.
He's starting to turn into the crazy celebrity, I feel like.
Well, he just he's had some trauma, probably. Well, now, yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. But I think what I'm getting at is Bieber is a person that if they were to expose him as being abused in the court hearings and you hear about that, that would change the whole case. Because I think modern times, it's the wives that we all have that love Justin Bieber, his music, how popular he is, that would get people all riled up. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, how could you abuse Justin? We love you, Justin. You know, and then all of a sudden this becomes a bigger thing and there's documentaries about it and holy shit, Justin Bieber. I mean, that shit works.
Dude, I heard a really interesting thing about the paparazzi like coming to people's homes and surrounding their homes and stuff. So I don't remember which show I was just listening to, but they were talking about this and they're like, yeah, that just doesn't happen to normal, like everyday celebrities. But they do that to people they want to put pressure on. So they'll put the word out and they'll get like a group of paparazzi to follow you everywhere. And they'll pay these people to get you uncomfortable and to put pressure on you to either do something they want you to do or to like shut up or as punishment
crack
or something.
Or break.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So like if you think about Britney Spears being followed around and then like she had that umbrella.
Yeah.
She like hit a reporter with an umbrella, shaved her head and all that shit.
Dude, I think there's something to that, man. I really do. I think there's something to that. And it might not, it might just be a plan to make them lose their mind. You know what I mean? And become unstable and have people say that they're unstable. And there was a piece where somebody was saying that like Bieber is not crazy. He's not, him and his wife are not as, they don't have the turmoil relationship that everybody says that they do, that this is a hit job to make them seem unstable, make them seem unhealthy and make people question his stability. Because if he comes out at any point and says, yes, I was raped by Puff Daddy. And not only was I, but Usher was involved and he did it. And this kid who was also came up with me was that.
And isn't it weird timing?
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
All happening right now. You know what I mean?
Just saying,
right before his case.
Yeah. I mean, if he said that, man, that would change the case. The amount of hate towards these celebrities who abused a person that everybody loves right now. Cause you got to remember Puff Daddy hasn't been relevant in the music scene for decades, man.
But here's the deal, though. Like, Justin Bieber could have had a sworn defamation like months and months ago. Mm-hmm. Is it defamation? Is that that's not the right word?
Affidavit,
sworn, whatever. Where like you go into a closed room and you testify and they
like
write it down.
A sworn affidavit.
Yeah, or something. Defamation is definitely not the right
word. Sworn testimony.
Yeah, there we go. So like if he already kind of said and spilled the beans, you know, why put the pressure on him now?
Fear?
I don't know.
I mean, anyway, basically you talked, but now look at, we have these photos of you looking like a fucking crackhead. You know what I'm saying? Like we're going to destroy your career as much as we can before you get away with it. You know,
I think even if he was to do like a sworn testimony or do an affidavit or something like that, I think he can still withdraw it. Like if they haven't released it, I think he holds the rights to be, I don't actually want to say that.
He could go on the stand and just say, I lied about everything. Saw that in the Daredevil series, right? Where they got that's the TV series. But you know, my point is that he could say all the things and they could put him
spoiler
on the stand.
Spoiler alert.
They could put him on the stand and he could just say, you're right.
Deposition.
I lied. Deposition. He could say, I lied.
Thanks.
Not defamation.
Yeah. And so he could flip the script if he was coerced into doing so, but. Listen, we'll find out. I just think that this has the opportunity to have like an exploding can of worms. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And if the right people are said and mentioned, this becomes a much bigger case than even it is already.
Well, isn't it odd with all the blackouts happening? Like Spain, you're hearing that this is like a test. And then there's numerous, like Citibank just had an internet shutout right now. Multiple companies being reporting that their internet just stopped working. There was like a cable cut or something. So it's shit might go down here soon. I don't know.
We'll see.
But you're not going to stop it from coming out forever.
No.
Right?
No.
No. That's why I have a hard time believing it's tied together, because it's like that's all like these weird like short term fixes. But this is it's too much. You'd have to do this for a year straight. And even then, after it came back on, I'd be like, so can we go back to Diddy for a minute? Like, what happened to that fucking Epstein? Is he still, you know, listen, it's not going away. You can't put this back in the can. It's out. It's not going to be put back in. So that's why I'm not sure if that's tied or not. But either way.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's why I think Diddy might get Epstein, dude.
Good. Yeah, I'm not going to
start on Monday, you said?
On Monday.
We know rappers kill each other. You know what I'm saying?
So. I don't think he's going to get Epstein. I think it's going to come out. I think shit's going to be wild with this case. This is probably the most paid attention. The most
viewed.
Attentive case. And probably since, I mean, Johnny Depp was pretty big. This one's going to blow.
Yeah, the poop on the bed was kind of a wild story.
I think the Diddy case is going to fucking blow everything out.
Yeah, I'm calling it
I think
right
it's going to be the next fucking fuck. Who would you just fucking say? OJ?
It's
going to be that kind. Yeah. That
I'm making
kind of
a Greg fucking prediction, dude. I think that Tupac will come back, kill Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
And then say, that motherfucker, tried killing me. And then people are going to say, we love you, Tupac. And they're going to forgive him. And then he will live as the new, you know.
Well, no. Yeah. And then Tupac will take off his prosthetic mask and it'll be Donald Trump underneath.
Oh, maybe. Shit. That's possible too, dude.
Now we're talking.
God,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
Now we're talking.
He'll come out with the new Machiavelli album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pac.
The golden age.
That'd be so funny if Pac actually came back and just fucking popped fucking Puff Daddy and was like, fuck you, man. I've been waiting 30 fucking years for that shit. I'd buy his album. You know what I'm saying? I'd buy it. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't condone his murder, but hey.
Oh, well, what if he was murdered by Puff Daddy and came back because he actually wasn't murdered and he fucking finished the job and was like, what are you talking about? I've been dead. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dead man can't commit crimes.
There you go.
It's true.
It's true.
All right, man.
I'm not Tupac anymore.
Yeah, who's Tupac?
All right, guys.
I'm 3-Pac.
Happy Wednesday to you all. Take care of yourselves.
All right.
Friday, call the show. No. Yeah, call the show. Yep. Call the show Friday.
Get on Patreon, everybody.
Later, peace. Guys.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.